6:33 a.m., broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee, joined in studio by the official guest host of the Tennessee Star Report and the lead political reporter of the Tennessee Star, Mr. Aaron Gulberson. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. I am freshly napped over the long weekend.
So. Well, there you go. There you go. Up bright and early. So much to talk about. Let's talk about some of the breaking news that you have about the Epoch Times debate, which will be held a week from today. I think, what is it, 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock on Tuesday, July the 12th, at the old Masonic Lodge in downtown Nashville. Who has been invited? Who is accepted? And I think you talked directly with Roger Simon of the Epoch Times about this. Who will be the subject matter experts who will be there?
Of course, you've got Gordon Chang as the China subject matter expert, which will be wonderful. It'll be interesting to see which of these can. So you've got five that have been invited. Trace Whittam, the Senate aide, has accepted. You have Andy Ogles, Murray County Mayor, has accepted. You have retired Brigadier General Kurt Winsett has accepted. Jeff Beierlein has accepted. And I think they're just waiting on seeing whether or not Beth Harwell commits to doing it.
So Beth Harwell, the former Speaker of the House of Tennessee, she's not committed yet.
My understanding is there may be an event conflict. So, you know, at this late...
This is a big debate.
It is.
And it's less than a month before the election. Why would former Speaker of the House, Beth Harwell, not be present at this national visibility debate from the Epoch Times?
If I were... I have no inside information, but there's only one reason I would skip a debate like this if I were a candidate in the race.
I know
that would be significant amounts of money would be at stake. So that would be the question. So
I mean, for fundraising.
Yes.
Well, there's another reason. If you think you're the front runner, you might dodge the debate in order not to be asked questions that might, you know, take you down. I mean, that would be the other possibility.
True.
So we'll
I mean,
see.
If I was her, though, I wouldn't actually. Now I'm divining people's brains here, but I wouldn't be terribly worried about questions given her lengthy history in politics. She should be up to the challenge.
I would think so. So okay, well, Speaker Harwell, hope you come and participate in the 1 week from today, a big event, big debate.
I'm going to be there,
by Epoch Times,
hanging out and covering it.
Roger Simon will be there, and as will the subject matter experts, Hans von Spakovsky. Our good friend will be the election integrity expert. He's the senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation and an expert on election integrity. They've got some science guys there, too. And so it's going to be really, really good.
And they've been pretty open that this is, I mean, this could be a model going forward in the future for future races or, you know, or potentially, you know, bringing in candidates or people of note to have these kinds of conversations in the future.
I think so. I think it'd be great. And, you know, look, these joint press conferences, joint press appearances are interesting, but not necessarily all that enlightening. I mean, you kind of get to know what a candidate stands for, but you don't get a lot of back and forth, right?
Let's be really blunt on forums. They are wonderful opportunities to watch candidates give really canned answers because they're pretty sure they know the questions are going to be in advance.
Yeah,
the entertaining and the unique side of this Epoch Times debate is... they're not going to have that opportunity. They're going to have to think on their feet.
July 12th, 1 week from today. If you want to get tickets, there are free tickets available. Just go to Eventbrite and plug in Epoch Times Nashville Debate.